This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back to another episode of the For the Healthy Host podcast,
where we talk about conscious living, self-awareness, and everything in between.
I'm your host, Ree.
Sunset Tim.
Thank you for joining us and allowing us to be a part of your journey.
Smooth.
Wait, why are you looking at me?
I just wanted to see if your eyes was closed.
They always closed.
They are always closed.
That's how you know I'm speaking from my soul, when my eyes closed.
Well, you sleepy as fuck.
I'm not sleepy today.
Okay. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty good today. I feel like I've experienced a lot of different emotions in the past couple of days. Not necessarily bad, but just different. A lot of different emotions, so I feel a lot of things, but overall, I am feeling well. I'm feeling good. How are you?
I think I'm doing well. Even keel right now. I feel a little anxiety, as if I have overplanned myself mentally. Overthinking. It's an over-exaggeration of thoughts of what I need to do to get the outcomes I want.
Yeah.
There's a lot of thinking going on. I think I just need to stick to the first simple plan. Just stick to what I know works. Try not to reinvent the wheel, but it's so tempting.
It really is.
To just do everything, or just to tweak this, that, and the third, just so you can get to that future you want. Yeah. And I gotta get back to detaching from it.
Yes. It's so funny that you said detaching. No, for real, because I was thinking to myself the other day, yesterday, I was just like, I'm in surrender mode, which takes a lot of detaching, but there is still something I'm attached to. I'm not going to get deep into it, but like, I'm just trying to figure out what that thing is, just really working on detaching.
Yeah, I'm still attached to my vision. I'm detached on how it, I think I'm detached. I like to think I'm detached from how it's going to happen, but it's a hard thing. It's like you detach, you reattach. It's a back and forth dance, really.
For real, it is.
Yeah. How y'all feeling from the cubes?
How's everybody doing? Take a deep breath. Check in with you. However you are. It is okay. No answer is the wrong answer. With that being said, I was going to ask you, what are we talking about today? No, that's your line.
You stealing my shit. So what are we rapping about today?
Today we are talking about a phrase, a concept that we hear all the time. Mm-hmm. The grass ain't always greener on the other side. It's not always greener. And for me, what that concept really means is just things aren't always better than what they are now. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like we, as human beings, we do a lot of woulda, coulda, shoulda. If I would have did this, my life mm-hmm. would have been better. This person's life is so much better. There's so many different elements to that phrase. And we'll get into a few in a bit. But when you hear the grass ain't always greener, what does that concept mean for you?
I mean, it's such an old one. Everybody kind of knows it.
Yeah.
But when you dig deeper into the concept of it, it's just addressing that you need to appreciate where you are right now, mm-hmm. too. Where you are right now has benefits. Matter of fact, it has the benefits that you once dreamed of previously. I think sometimes we forget we have leveled so many things up. I hate to use the word level up a lot of times, but we have. We've made so much progress in who we are as people. We've made so much progress in what we do and how we do it. But it's just so overshadowed. If you think about where you were 3 years ago or 2 years ago or just 7 months ago, a month ago, you've already gotten the greener grass so many times. But I think so often we find it very difficult to appreciate our own lawn when there's so many greener grasses out there.
Quote unquote.
Quote unquote greener grasses out there. Whether they're promoted to us or whether we're
seeking
it currently. Yeah. Whether our attention is on other people's grass, whichever one it might be. We have to get back grounded. Is that a pun? Like, I'm back grounded? I don't know what that, I don't know.
You're hilarious. Like,
I don't know. But we got to get back grounded into appreciating who we are and where we are.
Yeah, I think the human species, we have such a hard time appreciating where we are now. Thanks. Everything looks so much better everywhere other than where we are now, if that makes sense. Like, in the past, I should have did this. In the future, I'm gonna do this. Or this person, like, it's just like, I don't know. For me, I find that whenever I'm doing that, whenever I'm projecting greatness or love or light or joy or abundance in the past or the future and or into someone else's reality, it's like I'm taking away my light. I had to realize that. You taking away your light and your power when you are not, when you don't see the beauty in the now. And I am someone who is always actively trying to get myself back into the present moment. Because when I tell you, I be, the grass be real green somewhere else, you know? So I just been trying to, like, find it. Find the green grass exactly where I am right now.
Yeah, what I want to call it, that coexisting, that should be real. It's like you coexisting at certain points. Like, I'm in the current moment physically, but mentally and spiritually, mentally I'm just so far into the future or so far into the past. That coexisting shit will get you caught up. It's the cause of so much anxiety and stress, coexisting.
It's the only. Most of it.
Yeah, trying to coexist. Just stay in the moment. Just stay in who you are.
Yeah.
Easier said than done, but we need practice.
But it's possible.
Yeah, it is.
You know, the phrase that we're speaking about, the grass isn't always greener. The first thing I think about is regrets. You know, like, my life would have been better if I would have done, you know, fill in the blank. Whatever that thing is for you. And it's just like, it would have been different. But better is debatable, you know? And I want to ask you, what is your relationship when it comes to, like, regret? Do you have things you regret in your life?
Yeah, I do.
For real?
Yeah, it's a few things I regret in my life.
Is it too personal for me to ask, what is it that you regret in your life?
No, it ain't too personal. A lot of them ain't that bad. I regret not going to a college. I regret that heavily, not going to college.
It's funny. Sometimes I feel like I regret going to college.
We spoke about that. You regret going. But I definitely regret not going to college, getting that experience.
Yeah.
Or an education or pursuing something like that. I regret that. That's one thing I definitely regret. Another thing, deeper, I regret keeping the peace so much with other people. And not having it inside of me. I regret that sometimes. I regret being the peacemaker sometimes.
Why do you regret keeping the peace with people? You know what? I think I know, but I'm going to let you reflect on that.
Well, at the sacrifice of my own peace is where I regret being the peacemaker.
Yeah.
I know being the bigger man It's cool and all, but that shit can be exhausting sometimes.
Yeah.
Being a bigger person in every situation.
Sometimes you just gotta let it out. You just gotta let your hands do the talking.
I don't know. I just, I regret giving so much peace out and not keeping it for myself. I regret that. Those two, like, the biggest really regrets of my life. Everything else is too debatable if it's actually a regret type thing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't really know how that would have played out if I would have did that. So I don't know if my life is worse or better with that. Yeah. Those two things, I look back on and I'll be like, yeah, I think my life maybe been... I might feel differently about it if I had did those two things.
About life or yourself?
Myself. Okay, let me put that. Myself.
Yeah.
Myself.
I feel that.
What about you?
The lesser part of me want to be like, yes, there's certain things I regret, certain people I regret, certain people I resent, you know?
Yeah.
But my higher self is like, no, I don't regret anything because I believe in the power of divine timing. I believe that everything is unfolding exactly as it should unfold. But also, the other part of me is just like, you know, I wish some things for me. I wish that I would have known who I was before I known who I was. You get what I'm saying? At a little earlier on. And that's why sometimes I'd be like, I wish I wouldn't have went to college, because for me, college was, of course, it's just like, it's a lot of my thoughts are so contradictory. But like college, it was a space for me where I was getting to know myself, but it was like mostly surface level, and it was trying to put on like this facade, like of being perceived or portrayed a certain way.
Yeah, I get
and
that.
Because of that, it affected my relationship with myself, and it stunted my growth. It stunted my personal growth, my healing journey that I didn't even know I was fucking on. But yeah, but also at the same time, it's just like I had to experience that in order for me to get to where I am now.
Yeah.
That had to happen.
Yeah, I feel you on that, but Part of the reason why I don't want to regret some of it is because, like you said, I don't know how much of what did happen is like flavor for me. And if I feel like if I remove it, you know what I mean, I might not be exactly who I am.
Oh, okay, flavor.
You know, flavor, like seasoning.
Like flavor. Yeah,
flavor. Like
your juice.
My juice, like who I am as a person. Yeah. Some of that shit had to happen. So it's like I don't want to remove it, because ultimately it's one of them things, like we always say, you're going to keep going through the same lesson until you figure it out.
Until you learn it,
So if I remove it now, God gonna lay it back in me somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of happy I already got the shit over with.
Yeah, it was your canon event.
Yeah, a canon event, if y'all know Into the Spider-Verse at all. I hope you do. But yeah, so much shit I don't want to take out because it made me who I am today.
I agree with that. Yeah, not to be repetitive, but I definitely, my higher self believes in the power of divine timing. I know everything that I have experienced and will experience is a contribution to the evolution, the metamorphosis. That is me. That is my life.
Metamorphosis.
I will say, though, when shit is happening, like, that's when it's really bad. When things are actively happening, it can feel like hell, which is ultimately a state of mind, but it's just like, that's when regret be the biggest. When when negative things that we foresee is negative happening in our life, you know, if I wouldn't have did this, I wouldn't even be in this mess. I wouldn't even be experiencing this.
We put it off on people too.
We put it off on people. Man.
Whew. Man. Stop it.
But we definitely put it off on people. I'm actively working to get out of victim mode, but I'm in that shit. I'm in it, but I'm actively working to get out of it. But I wanted to ask you, though, what is your relationship with divine timing? What does it mean for you, and what has that experience with divine timing been like for you?
It's an on and off thing. It's just like with everything. It's like, at moments I trust it, I surrender to it, I know you're working in my favor, I'll continue to do good things, I'll continue to do good deeds, I'll continue to praise you. But then there's other times like, come on now, this shit can't be this hard.
Yeah.
Like, you just give me this little scooter loop.
This little sleep on the bean.
Little sleep, like, woo wop. And I put that with this little yeet, and I'll be straight. Like, what is taking so long? Like,
yeah.
And like I said, it's just a back and forth. I do love divine timing, and I trust in it. But in between point A and B, just be so stressful.
It'd be the in-between.
Yeah, it'd be the in-between. I just spoke about it on Instagram about the uncomfortable part of loading. It's just so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
When you loading from point A to point B, that in-between is just a very uncomfortable spot where you wake up some days believing so much in it that it brings you to tears. Then other times you so doubtful of it, it also brings you to tears. Yeah. Like, why are you even involved in this? Like,
mm-hmm.
That loading stage is a motherfucker. So you really have to, it really tests your will if you really want that.
Yeah.
If you're really working for it or trying to achieve that, it really tests you.
It really can. I love divine timing because we be thinking we ready for stuff and we really don't be ready for mm-mm, stuff.
Not as much as we think. Yeah.
We don't be ready for it. So I don't know. And there's a part of me that believes when I trust in divine timing, which for me is also another way of surrendering to the universe. Mm-hmm. A lot of anxiety and anticipation, it just eases. Yeah, life gets easier to live, honestly.
Yeah, facts. I think that a lot of times we be feeling as if we're ready for something. Like, you speak to anybody, everybody ready for $1 million.
Yeah, I was ready yesterday.
Everybody got a plan for $1 million. Everybody do what they would do when they get it. Truthfully, you're not ready for $1 million. And if you was, you probably have it.
Yeah.
If you was ready for $1 million, no, what you are is you're lusting $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
What you ain't ready for, you lusting it. Lust often lacks discipline, and that's what, you know, chasing
stops you.
It stops you from getting it. That chase, you lusting $1 million, you're not ready for $1 million yet. That takes discipline. We lacking it right now a little bit.
I love that you said chase.
Yeah, chase.
I love that ridiculous. You said chase. I'm trying to stop chasing shit and allow shit to come to me because it's already mine. Allow it to easily, effortlessly come to me.
Yeah, when you chasing, somebody baiting you.
Mm.
Like, if there's, like, if you chasing a bag, then it must mean there's somebody with the bag on the string, on a stick, that is literally, like, just dangling it in your face kind of thing.
Yeah.
Type shit. So, chasing is way overrated. Chasing a bag, chasing anything is way overrated. Once you realize you probably already that thing, you move in a whole different manner.
Man.
Like, you used to tell me to, like, I used to be like, when I make it rapping. When I make it rapping. If I'm already putting the songs and everything out, I've already made it. I've made the records. Like, you already are what you're seeking to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
And that's the big difference between wanting something and getting it, is embodying what the fuck it is that you want. Like, literally, everything in life is energy.
Yeah.
Literally, everything is energy. This floor we laying on is energy. And if we can allow our frequencies to match the energy of the thing that it is that we desire, mm-hmm. then we already have it. All you have to do is embody it.
Facts.
Literally. That's it.
Embody that energy.
It's that easy.
Yeah. You can tell when somebody has embodied that energy. Like, no matter, you know, what they have or what they do, you can feel when somebody got, like, $1 million attitude. Like,
yeah.
You can feel that. Like, they feel that they're worth this. Not with arrogance, but you can just feel it in their everyday energy. When you're around them, you can just feel like they uplifting. That's where I'm getting around to. Mm-hmm. You can feel uplifting.
Vibrate high. Yeah. They vibrating high at a higher frequency.
So, yeah.
God frequency.
When you worth $1 million, motherfuckers can feel it.
Yeah.
Thanks. You worth $1 million.
I know, and so are you.
$2 million.
$10 million.
We $2 million.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's something that you really want to get off your chest?
That I'm not where I want to be. I think saying it out loud frees me up in a way so I can really just express myself and embrace where I am. I think too often, I think I have to do things or show things to show people I am where I believe they think I am, if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah, I love that. I feel like we all deal with different stresses in our life on both a big and a small scale. When we keep them bottled up inside of us, it affects us negatively in so many different ways. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to just figure out how to work through whatever it is that you're going through in this season in your life. I've personally benefited from therapy in so many ways. It has helped me learn how to actually feel what it is that I'm feeling, be able to express myself, and ultimately be the best version of myself, whatever that looks like in this moment.
So if therapy has been on your mind, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online. It's designed to be flexible. It fits your time. The sessions can be catered to when you are most available to be open. Mm-hmm. Fill out a brief questionnaire and you'll get matched with a licensed therapist, which you can switch at any time. This is really therapy at the highest customization level, really.
Yeah. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/FTHH today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/FTHH.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
One of the things I noticed in myself, and probably other people have too, is that when you seek the greener grass, one factor into it is you lacking discipline. I think so often when we start that process of wanting things, because we live in an era of things.
Man.
We live in the most deadliest era of things of all fucking time.
There are so many things.
So many things. Like, everything is a thing, and everything costs too in this day and time too. Like, we can't run away from things. When we try to go on a social media platform to be social with each other, you're gonna run into things.
Yeah.
Immediately, like, you run into things. You drive down the road and things are being sold to you. Songs they selling, you know, whatever, man. We live in a day and time of things, so it's so easy for the things to start the distraction process for us.
Yeah,
you could be so comfortable loving your little life, and all of a sudden someone presents you with a new thing, and now you're questioning the thing you have. That's the only reason why you're looking at the neighbor's grass in the first fucking place.
Yeah,
is lack of discipline, your own grass.
Lack in general, though.
Yeah, lack in general.
I feel like when you're looking or seeking for things outside of yourself, it's because you lack something within. Like, if you think that thing is going to make your life do a 180 so much better, you're lacking something within.
Yeah, that's facts. And I think we look at our mundane life, our mundane grass, per se, and we don't see the value in it anymore.
Yeah.
Right? It don't hit the same for some reason. When we allow our mundane to become unsexy, our mundane grass, that's when we start looking at other people's grass. And I think we have to sometimes add or subtract things to our mundane to give us that excitement that we're looking for in the greener grass across yonder.
Yonder.
You know, the greener, you know, the concept of everything else is better than what you have is the fact that we ain't shaking up our mundane at all.
Yeah.
Like, add a fucking rose garden to that fucking grass, and I bet she'll look better then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do something in your mundane life to shake it up a little bit, and you won't want things
as much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is beautiful. And it reminded me of another phrase. Water your own fucking grass.
Facts.
You'll start to see the growth. Like, literally with everything, when we tend to it, my fucking plants, I let my plants die all the time. They die and come back to life.
Don't get me started.
I am a plant mammy.
Murderer.
Nah, you backstabbing murderer. I am not a murderer. But my plants, they die and they revive all the time. I know when I'm not doing okay mentally because I neglect my plants, but then yeah. I water them and then they start to grow. You are a plant. Mm-hmm. Your grass, it will grow when you tend to it, when you water it, when you mind your fucking business. That's the key to life, is yeah, minding your fucking key. Business. Your business. Shit will grow. Your shit will flourish if you give it water, yes. Food. Tend to it.
Yeah. Stay on that discipline. Don't let that shit slip. Not one little bit at all. Because it's easy to let discipline slip when you want to pleasure yourself too.
Mm.
When we lust after pleasures. It's been a long day. Long day. It's been a long week. Like, these hoes still stupid. Like, everything still, like.
Not the hoes.
These hoes still stupid. Like, everything fucking with your nerve right now, so you really looking for just a little pleasure, little lust,
a little release,
and that's when our discipline need to come into play. But when it don't, that's when we get off our diet, we stop going to the gym, we stop reading, we stop going hard for our dream, we stop everything when we want to go seek a little bit of lust or a little bit of pleasures.
Yeah, and pleasure is okay. I believe that the little pleasures are important, but I think that it depends on what season you are in your life right now.
Yeah.
And I'm very much in grind mode. I'm very much in growth mode. I'm watering my garden, and I'm trying to stay grounded, stay to myself as much as possible. But it was something you said. You was like subtracting and adding. Mm-hmm. I love the subtracting, because what I wanted to say about that is, and you taught me this.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, what the fuck? He be spinning.
Uh-oh.
But sometimes you really do got to subtract. You got to take away shit, because when you take away stuff, it leaves room. It alleviates space.
Yeah.
Now you have more space for whatever it is that you need more space for. So sometimes you got to really subtract things, people, from your life in order to make room for more.
Yeah, facts.
And you taught me that. Sunset Tim taught me that, y'all.
Sunset Tim taught you that. You know, subtracting, adding is all good. I think that, and I know you're going to get more in depth into it, but when we compare ourselves to other beings, or a lot of times we might compare ourselves to other images of ourselves.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Like, I'm guilty
future
of that.
Versions of ourselves. Like, we compare to where we are right now to where we actually believe we should be. And that builds so much anxiety and stress inside of us. But I'm going to let you take the wheel on comparison.
I think I'm a piggyback off of something you said. But I even compare myself to past versions of myself.
Yeah.
It's crazy, because I always be like, I was so much prettier then. This was like, I just looked so much better then. I was better spiritually then. And it's like, and it's crazy, because when I was that version of me, I didn't appreciate that version of me. Mm-hmm. And I want to stop that cycle, because it keeps happening again and again and again and again.
Yeah.
Like, I want to appreciate the beauty in me now, because in a year, I'm going to look back and be like, damn, I was so much prettier then. I was so much smarter then. Mm-hmm. I was so much more spiritually inclined then. But no, I really want to break that cycle that I've done for years and overstand that I am beautiful now. I am smart now. As long as I can remember to water my garden and not allow anything or anyone to disrupt the light that shines through me,
mm-hmm.
I can appreciate who I am now.
It was good shit.
It was real shit, because I felt that shit. I felt that shit.
You a fucking fool.
On the comparison tip, mm-hmm. I feel like we live in a day an age where it's so weird because we compare our lives to other people's lives at a very rapid rate.
Yeah.
Because we have our cell phones, we have our devices. When I was younger, you know, we didn't have social media when I was a kid, mm-hmm. when I was 10, 11. So we were only able to see celebrities. And I actually think there is some, I don't know how I'm trying to say this, but I think there is some good in that, in a sense. Like, our favorite celebrity, I think comparison at in any aspect isn't good, right? But mm-hmm. I think it's even worse now because we see quote-unquote normal people. We're comparing ourselves to normal people. Because if you think about it, this isn't, I'm not saying this is good, but celebrities are held to a higher standard. A lot of times, celebrities are treated as if they aren't even human beings. So it's like, mm-hmm. It almost felt like it wasn't as bad to compare yourself to a celebrity. But I think that now it's even more dangerous because we're comparing ourselves to quote unquote normal people, everyday people. And it's like, if they got this shit, I should have the shit. Sometimes when you compare yourself, when I would compare myself to a celebrity when I was a kid, I was like, okay, well, they're a fucking celebrity. Of course they got X, Y, Z. Now you're comparing yourself to everyday people. And it's like, well, if they got this shit, why I don't have it? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're looking at other 26-year-olds. You're like, he a millionaire. He my age. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
How the fuck is he like that?
Exactly. So I think it's a bit more dangerous. And even when it, like, not even speaking monetarily, like, we speaking looks. Like mental health, we talking like everyday life. They like they shit just look like it's greener. It look like it's so much more better than what I said. More better. I'm so annoyed.
More better. Yeah.
It's so much better. It's so much better than what my shit is. And I think social media is awesome. It's great. It's a tool. It has changed my life.
Thanks.
In numerous ways. But I think when we're entering this digital space, we have to understand that it's a facade. We have to understand.
Sound like Hans.
For real. Shout out to Hans. I love Hans. You have to understand that it's a facade. It is not real. But that is okay. I'm not shitting on social media. But you have to understand that it's not real. And when you enter that space and you realize it's not real, it hit a little different. Like, it feel like nobody else is anxious. Nobody else is depressed. Only me. Nobody else's life has struggles or troubles.
Yeah.
But the thing is, nobody shares that part.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It's okay.
That you don't share that part. But I think we, as a collective, need to understand that most of us are not sharing that part of us. Mm-hmm. That is fine. But everybody's life has struggles.
Something going on.
Something, we all dealing with our own shit on different levels. Mm-hmm. And we have to understand that. We have to understand.
You keep hitting that understand. Go ahead, though. Understand. You are funny.
But we do. We have to realize that. And another thing, like, we be talking about, or we be looking at what other people got. And it'd be so beautiful, but you have no idea what someone had to go through to get what they have. No idea what this person has experienced.
Yeah.
It's not our business to know a lot of times. That's their story. They have the option, the choice to share it or to not share it. Mm-hmm. But I say all that to say, we all going through shit. We all going through shit in all of our lives. Like, everybody's life is a series of ebbs and flows.
True.
We're all human. And we have to enter social media knowing that, enter social media, enter life. I feel like social media plays a big role, though. We have to enter social media knowing that it is a facade. That's okay. Like, I'm here to play the game, too. We playing the game together.
Yeah, for sure. It is in comparison to a time when we grew up, or even just a little further. You think about 1995 or... I don't know when Pinterest and all these other places come about, but think about in the 90s or 80s, like, when a person dreamed of something, that's exactly what they had to do. They had to dream of what it was.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't necessarily run to the internet, run to Pinterest, or run to Reels or TikToks to see what a brownstone in Brooklyn looked like, or what the beaches of LA looked like.
I couldn't imagine like being in it.
Now, you couldn't do it. You had to use that big old imagination and work and get there. That's why so many people back in the day was like, you know, they packed up and they just went out to New York, or they packed up, went out to, they had to go see the big city. You know, all the movies.
They had no choice.
The movies that show an old country bumpkin pull up to New York or wherever, and they just be amazed. I would have been amazed too in 1985 pulling up to New York. I'm from Missouri. And just seeing it, because I couldn't see it nowhere else. There was nowhere for me to go view it at. I had to just go out and do it. But now
they did have TV though.
Yeah, but TV wasn't showing how a 26-year-old was living in New York.
That's true.
A day in the life or a vlog or no shit like that. Like, if you really wanted to know, you had to get out and go do it. It's a different time period now. So the comparison is ranked up. It's such a higher level because we have so much more access to what we are thinking or feeling or what's going on outside. The comparison is just so strong now.
This is kind of off topic, but not really. But do you think that the innovation of the internet has decreased our ability to use our imagination at the rate that we should, or the rate that our ancestors did?
I think it just changed how we use it, because the internet do get a lot of gripe. Social media gets a lot of like gripe. We get on social media ads sometimes. But it has changed the world for so many. It changed our lives like so much. Yeah. It's changed like how we do everything. Mm-hmm. It's changed and gave access to people who 30 years ago wouldn't have had access to.
Yeah.
Hell, my voice has been on an ad before. You know what I mean? Like, we do ads on a podcast.
Oh, okay. Shit. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, we do ads on a podcast. Like, when I was younger, like, ads was strictly like TV and like shit like that. And they was celebrities and all the commercials. Mm-hmm. And now a fucking 30-year-old country bumpkin like my motherfucking self can be in a fucking ad. Like, social media has changed and gave access to so many more people. So, no, I don't think it's bad.
I don't think so. I agree. Just like everything, it has its ups and its downs. It has its pros and its cons. I agree with you though. It has given so many people a voice.
Yeah.
It has allowed a lot of us to see ourselves in others, you know. Representation is so important. Mm-hmm. Not to get off topic, but I agree with you. It's beautiful. But to go back to my point, in all the beauty that lies in social media, we have to understand that it's a facade, and don't compare yourself to some shit that really ain't even real.
It might not be real. But go back to discipline though. When you go on social media, have discipline, enough disdain to say to yourself, like, you know, I think this person is cool. I think all that shit is cool. But, you know, my real life, I love that too.
Yeah. Because I feel like with me personally, and I have spoke about this before, not necessarily Instagram, but YouTube back in the day, what I would do is escape from my reality and I would idolize people.
Through somebody else.
Yes, I would live through, I would escape from my reality, idolize these other people, and live through them, live their life.
Yeah.
And that's dangerous.
Yeah, facts.
I think, like, honestly, fuck idols. Like, we don't need to be idolizing anyone. Like, we are all human beings. It made me think about, we joked about Kendrick last week and the beef that's going on. I was just like, this is what I get for idolizing people. Because I was just, we wish Kendrick wouldn't have. We would just left it as is. We thought he was higher than that.
I thought bro was higher than now to respond. I thought like that was perfect.
It
could have been left
That's
off
it.
And let bro like have his own little junk. Well, like you said, go back to.
Nah, I was like, that's what I was get for idolizing people. Like, he a human being.
Yes.
This man is human.
He got emotions.
Like, you be crying too?
Yeah, he get caught up in the wave like everybody else sometimes.
Just go back to what I was saying, like, not idolizing people and not escaping, because that's what I would do. I would escape. When you escape, you are neglecting your life. You're neglecting the current moment, and ain't nothing moving. Ain't nothing moving when you neglect. Ain't nothing shaking when you are not in the present moment. It's the only moment that fucking exists. I know we thinking about tomorrow. It don't exist. I know we thinking about what we could have, would have, should have did yesterday, 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. It don't exist. We really got to learn how to ground ourselves in the present moment and not escape from how it is we truly feel, because without feeling how we truly feel, we can't move through it. What are you laughing at?
you were talking real fast.
Do I really?
That's how
people
right
used to say that about me all the time. You talk so fast. But yeah, we have to feel it, not escape it. Water our own fucking grass.
It's true.
So we can grow. Period.
This is all very true.
With that being said, thank you guys so much for being here. Mm-hmm. We're sending you so much love, so much peace, abundance, and everything you need in this moment. We'll talk to you next time. My voice went out. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Peace.